This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2021 Capricorn Full Moon. The Capricorn Full Moon takes place on June 24th, 2021 at 11:39 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 2:39 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6:39 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 3 degrees Cancer, 27 minutes, 3 degrees Capricorn, 27 minutes. The Capricorn full moon lights up emotional foundations and poses questions for reviewing them. How solid are they? How supportive? Are they building a path to goals that have meaning? The questions are a definite shift from recent weeks, which have brought a frenzy of communication and activity under a massive cloud cover. Now attention is flowing to concrete matters here on Earth, rather than to our minds or our dreams or our confusion. What's really building? What is tangibly supporting us? What is reliable? In a sense, it's a review of the scaling back and refocusing we've all been experiencing since 2020 sent evolutionary forces through all our foundations, infrastructure, and institutions. The last 18 months have brought waves of simplifying, discarding so much that we previously pursued, entertained, or tolerated, and placing attention more and more on our individual well-being. How do we feel about what has remained? That is up for examination now. This moon encourages tossing out or reworking some of it and watering the ground for the rest. First, the tossing out or reworking influence. This full moon sees its ruler Saturn in an ongoing testing process or struggle for dominance with change maker Uranus. We're still trying out options, alternatives, different or unconventional approaches. The tension between the ruler of structure and the great disruptor is stressing friendships, community or collective involvement, our technology, and issues with authority. The tension entails demands for responsible and mature behavior, for accountability, and for ingenuity. With this arrangement, it's hard to continue tolerating an unsatisfying status quo or ignore anything that feels out of sorts or unstable. If something does feel off, unsupportable, or unsupporting, this aspect is providing a shove in the back to do something about it. Adding to the discomfort is tension in two areas that are naturally prone to tension, desire and money. The two rulers of those are at loggerheads, making it hard to reconcile relationships and more with underground cellular itches that aren't going away. Venus, goddess of love, money, and creativity, is in nurturing emotional homebody Cancer, opposing Pluto, lord of the underworld, in cold, calculating Capricorn. Primal instincts are driving us. Evolutionary forces are plowing through the ground beneath our feet. Both are at odds with the urge to feel safe and secure. Comfort food, anyone? We may get a prolonged taste of the gap between what our hearts want and huge changes and impulses that are roaring through our psyches and the world outside of our conscious control. Clarity about how you feel comes when the moon meets up with Pluto the next day. The awareness may come like a switch flipping, not in a conscious intellectual deliberation, but a sudden emotional clarification. As for what remains, this full moon provides a beautiful link for watering the ground around you. Jupiter in Pisces is in a helpful, beneficent link to the luminaries with the unimpeded flow of a trine to the sun and the opportunity aspect of a sextile to the moon. The contacts are the stuff of heaven on earth. They create optimism, expansiveness, gentleness, awe, and a sense of magic and miracles. They also inspire gratitude and appreciation for the situations that do abide in your life, for the simplified structures and goals, for the grace of daily details, for the love and support that make up your emotional foundations. The links to Jupiter in Pisces are also a reminder to blend worldly goals with the meaning greater than striving and accomplishment. Is what you're building bringing grace into your life? creative or spiritual fulfillment? Add some, why don't you? This moon invites. Come down from the clouds. Turn off the chatter. Take a look at the physicality of your life. Appreciate what supports you. Notice what does not, and maybe leave some of that behind. Ask for more, for guidance, for grace, for a loving presence to soften and nourish your heart. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my newsletter, and book a session with me. Listen to my show, Celestial Compass, on OM Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I post on Instagram at KA Beal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.